fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday, the first day of October. We're hoping that Dr. Pete Urokos will call in. If he does, we'll be visiting with Dr. Urokos about health-related matters. He may be running a couple minutes late. He's a busy guy, really busy guy, up there in Metro Chicago, where he opened his new practice a few months back. And we're hoping that he does call in. Okay, we'll have open lines for the time being. The call number is 512-248-8252. I was just looking at an article at Zero Hedge, and it looks like Dr. Pete is here. Dr. Pete, good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you doing, John?
Fantastic. I am doing wonderful. Well, Doctor, the top of the list for most people, and including healthcare professionals like yourself, is the ongoing make-believe, non-existent COVID pandemic, and the consequences of that. There was a period of time a few months back when I started out my show saying there is no pandemic. Maybe I need to be doing that again. There is no pandemic, is there, sir?
Well, it seems like the pandemic is fear and the shots they're giving people.
I know. It'd be a great way to get a conversation going with some liberal. It was pretty funny.
Yes,
you'd appreciate this, and I think our listeners will. Yesterday I was at the supermarket, and I watched this car park as I was leaving the supermarket, and the two young people in there, I would look like they're maybe mid to late 20s. And I watched them sitting there putting on their masks, and I thought, well, these must be a couple of liberals. And as I walked past the car and looked at the back bumper, I saw a Joe Biden bumper sticker.
Of course.
Well, I came to a conclusion decades ago that socialists/communists, which are basically the same thing, there is some kind of mental defect that they all seem to possess. There is, in fact, a mental defect with a person who, in their heart of heart, believes that socialism/communism is a really good deal. And I'm not sure what that mental disorder should be named, but that's the conclusion I came to. How about yourself, Doctor?
You know, I've been thinking about this for a while, and I've just noticed that I actually was talking to somebody about it the other day. It seems as though when you bring up something that's contrary to what they believe, it's like an automatic conflict. Instead of just sitting there and discussing it and having a decent conversation and just explaining your points, your beliefs, things like that, it's like, boom, it's conflict. And
Right.
I think it's ridiculous.
One of the first things I learned in college debate was the following. You can't use a logical argument against an emotional argument. You can't.
Absolutely. I love that.
And that's where these people are. It's all emotion. My friend Todd Akin, he was U.S. Congressman for several terms before the media smashed him into the ground for an innocent statement he made. I met Todd when he was in the state house. He was a state rep. And here's what he told me. He said, John, we have a lot of committees here in the Missouri legislature. The committees that involve anything involving engineering or science have no Democrats. They don't. Those committees have no Democrats. The committees that involving engineering and science have only Republicans. And I thought that was very insightful, don't you, sir?
Yeah, that's interesting. Why would you say that is?
Look at the college degrees that most progressives and liberals get, the majority of them. They get degrees in political science, they get degrees in art history, they get degrees in English, in history and philosophy. Typically, you don't see them in the engineering schools. You typically don't. Now, obviously, there could be exceptions. You know, in mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, chemical engineering, and so forth. But for the most part, they're simply not there. That's how I would make that observation, Doctor.
Which is beneficial for the science and engineering, right?
Well, it is. It is, absolutely. Well, Doctor, we're learning more and more. Each week there's new revelations. Something that took place earlier this week, that would be Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, MD, she filed a sworn affidavit. This is a sworn affidavit that could be admissible in court. Are you familiar with Dr. Long and what she did last week about this time?
I'm familiar with it, but I haven't read the document, so.
Well, she is in, her CV is quite impressive. It's very targeted on her career path, which is she's now, until the Pentagon figures out a way to fire her, which is going to be difficult because she filed this affidavit under the Whistleblower Act. She's at Fort Rucker, Alabama. She has overall responsibility for the health, the physical and mental health of not quite 4,000 aviators at Fort Rucker, Alabama. That's a massive responsibility that she's well qualified to
be in
charge of. The affidavit states all her reasons based on scientific evidence that all aviators in Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard that have taken a COVID shot should be grounded immediately. That's a very strong, very powerful statement that she's making. It has massive consequences for the national defense, national security, and, of course, the expense involved of training new people to take the place of all the people who are no longer qualified to be aviators. Now, within an hour or two of her releasing that affidavit, Doctor, I'm sure there were committees and groups being formed at the Pentagon on how to deal with Dr. Long, how to deal with the consequences of what she shows with clear and convincing evidence is verifiable, that we've really screwed up in mandating COVID shots for the military. What an absolute disaster.
Well, I would say not only the military, but even pilots for commercial airlines. You know, that's if somebody ends up having some sort of a seizure, if they develop these tremors,
I know.
You might have
plane of course there's a cover up going on. A friend of mine is making it. A friend of mine is making inquiries through BRAC channels with one of the major airlines to find out what's going on with this particular major airline in terms of pilots suffering and possibly dying from the COVID shots. I hope to get that information soon.
You know, it's very interesting. I had this conversation with somebody months ago, and it was just out of the blue. She said, you know, what's going to happen if these pilots who are getting this this shot end up having a seizure while they're flying? And
well, commercial airliners commercial airliners always have two pilots on every flight. The long flights where they go halfway around the planet, they have three pilots, so one can be taking a break.
Sure.
The odds of both pilots suffering a reaction or dying at the same time, on the same flight, I should say, are very slim, but certainly possible.
Sure.
And I don't want to be on an airplane when we got a flight attendant saying, does anybody here know how to fly a plane? I've landed a Cessna 172. I've landed a Cessna 172 at night. Sign me up. I'm ready to go. Yeah. amazing. What have we done to ourselves? I'm acquainted with an Air Force pilot who's been grounded. The family doesn't know why. I hope the pilot knows why. I don't know if it's related to this or not. He's a brilliant young man, Air Force Academy graduate, a typical type A personality, very outgoing, highly intelligent, athletic young man. And he's been grounded for 2 months. The family's wondering why. He has not disclosed to his family what's going on. But
does he know?
Well, we don't know if he knows. He may be under some kind of national security reason for not telling anybody what's going on. And I suspect this would be if the military, every service has pilots, if the various five branches of the military have to start grounding people, I imagine it would be a matter of national security, because letting our enemies know that we have reduced our number of pilots by a high percentage would not be good for our national security. So I think that's probably going to be kept quiet as long as they can anyway.
Well, I wonder how long they can keep something like that quiet. Seems like there's a lot of talk out there and people giving information to people that maybe they shouldn't be. Seems to be common nowadays.
A term that they used in World War II, loose lips sink ships. The intelligence services of the People's Republic of China, the intelligence services of Russia are very comprehensive, and I'm sure they're doing their best to find out what the status is of our aviators, because they would certainly incorporate that to their battle plans, wouldn't they, sir?
Oh, absolutely. I think having people in the air for defense, air support, things like that are extremely important, and it could probably make or break a war, in my opinion.
We heard a lot about what was left behind in Afghanistan. What's not talked about very much is the 400 small electronic devices, when I say small, probably no bigger than a loaf of bread, that the IFF identifies friend from foe, that are now in the hands of the Taliban, which means they're also in the hands of the communist Chinese. If one of these devices is on a Chinese jet fighter coming across the Canadian border, NORAD would identify it as a friendly aircraft. Pretty scary stuff, isn't it?
Absolutely. Now, would they not have to communicate with some sort of tower, though?
Well,
entering certain airspace?
That's a question I can't answer. Under certain conditions, training missions, they may not have to do that. I don't know the answer. But
okay.
When you're going faster than the speed of sound, if you got a few minutes given to you because of this small electronic device, that may be all the time you need to complete your mission.
That's a good point.
Yes. Well, Doctor, I want to segue here.
Sure.
Have you had any patients come in that have had adverse reactions to the COVID shot, sir?
So I was speaking with one the other day who has not received the shot. However, her husband did. And I was contacted last week because of some random dizziness that she was experiencing. And when she came in, she told me that, you know, her husband had experienced the same thing a few days before that, to the point where he actually literally fell out of the shower onto the floor if he was that dizzy. And I asked her, I said, are you too vaccinated? And she said, I'm not, but he is. And I just, you know, I just find that interesting. So I hear a lot about people having headaches, being sore, feeling flu-like symptoms, and now this odd dizziness coming out of nowhere. So that's the extent of my experience, personal experience with it. So,
okay. Are you recommending any protocols to your patients to help them avoid the COVID or avoid the spike proteins being shedded?
So I am big on the Zelenko protocol, so that's something that I recommend. And also something that I kind of wanted to talk about today that I find very important. And
please, let's go for it. Let's do it.
Sure. I find that it's kind of been put to the side on a lot of platforms. So, and it plays a huge role in overall health, and that's physical fitness. So I don't feel like it's talked about enough with people, and as I'm sure anyone would agree, it seems as though the majority of Americans have maybe forgotten about physical fitness. You know, nutrition is important. Absolutely. What we put into our bodies is absolutely important. But so is our physical fitness level, our physical health. So, I mean, what I ask people initially, how do you start your day? So, I mean, if everybody listening could kind of ask yourself, well, what do I do to start my day? Because what we do to start our day sets the tone for that day. So that's obviously very important. So, I mean, for me personally, I'm up at 5 or 5:30. I'm at the gym by 6 or 6:30. And when 7 o'clock hits, I'm listening to the John Moore Show. So, people out there listening, you could absolutely be doing something to improve your physical fitness level, which is going to overall improve your overall health, which is physical, mental, emotional health. So, you know, when you're listening to the show, I mean, get up, go for a walk, go for a run, go to the gym. I'll continue after the break.
Okay, we have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Sure.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Friday, the first day of October. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. EMP Shield devices will protect your car, your home, your truck, your generator from EMP. A nice discount on each device at my website at thelibertyman.com. Beginning with Dr. Pete Urokos. Pete, give us their telephone number for your office so people can know how to contact you in Metro Chicago.
Sure. It's 815-526-3279.
Okay, 3279. And you're in Metro Chicago, aren't you, sir?
Correct. Northwest suburb.
Okay. All right. Well, what's this topic you want to get into here, sir?
So, physical fitness. Again, I think it's something that should be talked about a little bit more. It can benefit overall health and could also save your life or somebody else's life someday. So, I mean, I could probably talk about this for hours, so I'm going to try and hit some main points here, John. But so overall health, mental, physical, emotional, can benefit all of that. Not only that, but it increases your quality of life, your longevity. I knew a World War II veteran who was a medic, and actually Dr. Scott Huff knows him too, or knew him. He passed away, but he lived well into his 90s. He was witty, had his wits about everything. He was great, and he would get up and walk every single day. And so he kept that physical fitness level going. You know, he was a doctor, mental health professional, great guy. So you're not too old to do something. You can absolutely get out there and, you know, walk, ride a bike, run, you know, swim, join the gym. And so let's, for the sake of time, you know, I may have to talk more about this at my next session with you, John. But,
okay.
You know, and I mentioned that, you know, it can save your life or somebody else's life someday. And I know you mentioned on your show, I think it was yesterday, that, you know, we need patriots, but we need healthy patriots.
That's right.
You're absolutely right. And I'll tell you, you can buy that rifle, you can buy that plate carrier, but if you can't move in it, if you aren't fit enough to carry that stuff, it's probably not going to help you out too much, in my opinion. I've never been in a situation like that, so that's my assumption. You would have a better
Well, we can get into
that, John.
Well, we can get into tactics. We got a bottom of the hour break coming up. Let's take our next call here, Doctor. We got Darren in Illinois. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, gentlemen. Appreciate the opportunity to speak with both of you, Doctor. I concur. I think many of the ills in our society are contributed to the sedentary lifestyle that Western civilization provides us, and the lack of activity. I think that's such a root cause of many of the ills that we see in society. And John, in regards to the COVID madness, I think not only are the injections killing people, but I think the remdesivir, I believe that's a killer. I think this is diabolical what's underway. But if you don't mind, I'd like to ask a specific question of the doctor. Doctor, I've been an avid dairy consumer the entirety of my life. I'm 56, and in 2021, I've developed an issue with it appears to be a reaction to dairy. I can still put cream in my coffee. I can still consume some dairy, but if I overdo it, it puts me on the floor. I feel like I'm dying. Is this abnormal to have developed this lactose intolerance this at this point in my life, or is this a natural occurrence? What do you think?
No, we actually find that I'm going to say it's not abnormal. Dairy is a very common allergen. And or people are just simply intolerant to it. You know, there's a difference being allergic to something and intolerant to it. So dairy, very common, but it's also common. Our bodies change throughout our life. So what you may be able to eat or do or drink or be around earlier in your life could affect you negatively later on in your life. So I actually recommend doing a hair follicle test, one that I did, and I have a 50-page report.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Sure.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. I'm proud to say I do private consultations. I really look forward to helping people gain the clarity, gain the focus that they need to achieve their goals. That's what private consultations are all about. We have some interesting real estate parcels for sale at my website. You might want to check those out. And, of course, the daily intelligence briefing, that's updated every 24 hours by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent. Last but not least, the energy cleaner. There's lots to educate yourself about the energy cleaner at my website. And it's a marvelous healing device. I use mine every night. I wake up refreshed, ready to go with the energy I need. You can also check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it, at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal. Send me a check if you need to. Right there, my address is right there. And I have a toll-free order line. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Pete Yurokos, and you want to become a patient of his, just give him a call at 815-526-3279. And let's see, did we finish with Darren there, Doctor?
No, well, I had one thing I wanted to mention.
Go ahead.
So there is a hair follicle test that gives you a great overview of what you're intolerant to, let's say. And the website, if you go to checkmybodyhealth.com, very simple, not expensive, and basically what you do, they give you, you pay for it, they email you a number, you pull some hair out at the top of your head, if you're bald, grow a beard, and then you just put the hair in a Ziploc bag, you put that number on there, mail it to them, and they email you a report. My report is 50 pages long. It goes into environmental, heavy metals in your body, toxins, to, you know, what you might be intolerant to, eating, drinking, things like that. So, yeah, it's awesome. I recommend that to anybody who's experiencing any type of intolerance issues.
Well, Doctor, before we get before we leave this topic, and Darren, hold on. My research, and I'm not a healthcare professional, tells me that frequently, maybe not all the time, but frequently people that have dairy intolerance, when they consume raw, unpasteurized milk, they don't have that issue. Are you aware of that, Doctor?
Yes, I have been aware of that, yeah.
Okay, so...
Is that actually a statement of fact? Because I have a friend who has, I have access to raw milk. If I would try that, I wouldn't have a reaction. You think?
Try it out. It's not going to hurt you.
Yeah, try it out.
It's just milk. It's just
obviously
milk.
Everybody's different. Yeah, everybody reacts differently. Then you try that, then you really know.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. If that's actually a fact. Doctor, are you familiar with the book, The Prescription for Natural or Nutritional Healing?
Yes, sir. I have it right here.
Yeah. And would you say that's probably the foremost book of its type that's on the market as a reference guide?
I would look at the edition, but I don't have anything in my office that doesn't work. You know, I've tried everything myself, and that's something that I use all the time. So I highly recommend that. Now with certain things, obviously you'll want to consult with your healthcare provider. So,
well, gentlemen, I appreciate both of you gentlemen's time, and have a very good day.
Thank you for the call, Darren. Our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm just going to vent a little bit. Regarding people's health, and, you know, I'm in a senior community. And what I've been noticing is, boy, is it a psychological battle with the administration. Because what they try to do is, I'll say it shortly, is they play mind games on the fact that, oh, you know, if, let's say they don't see you out walking too much. Oh, well, maybe you need assisted living. I said, no, I don't. I just chose not to go out yesterday. Oh, well, you know, I noticed blah, blah, blah. No, I didn't feel well to go down and eat something. Okay, what I'm trying to say is, instead of encouraging people in this category, and there's several, I have rheumatoid, of course. John, I am one of these advocates to, when someone says you can't do it, I'll do the opposite. I will try everything, exercise, diet, to get better. And I've had times where I have needed extra help, but I keep pushing forward. But this geriatric society now of the people in charge has gone the other direction. It used to be they wanted to help the elderly stay independent. Now they're taking them in as independents, kind of lying to them and pushing them into assisted. So that's with the psychological part, and it's terrible. I'm sticking up for people here all the time. No, don't let them say it to you. You're very capable of doing a lot of things. Just keep going. You don't want to stop. And, oh, they told me, I know, you can do it. it makes me so upset. Well, that's my vent on that. But with regard to exercise, for me, because I have to keep moving and monitor my moving so I don't, end up knock walking. Okay, so I'm standing, doing something at the sink. I'll do, exercises at the sink. Because I know the doctor probably is familiar with rheumatoid. You have to kind of, there's good days and bad. But the key is you got to keep going. So anyway, right. I work on that. And then the only other thing I was going to say is regarding that dizziness from the shot, I know I've told John this before, but there have been reports through now U of A Medical School that people are experiencing vertigo and all that from the shot, including some doctors even that have reported it now. So, in the inner ear are those hairs that are in your cochlea, and there must be something where that shot is damaging where those hook up to your neurological part of your brain, and so there must be something that's disturbing that area because they rule out, ear infection and other things with the ear. So, yeah, it's not good. It's causing a lot of dizziness. In fact, one elderly person here, the poor little thing had that happen, and she's one that passed because she got up, fell, and she hurt herself, of course, and she died in her house because she hit her head on the inside. So, and that was, I know it was from the shot. I don't know. So, anyway, yes, it's a psychological game and it's geriatric, and it's, I'll be an advocate for anybody, including myself. I just wanted to vent this morning. Very upsetting to me when they do that.
Absolutely. And I think that we need more people like you, more people to encourage them. I have a sign in my office here that says every choice we make either builds health or builds disease. So, every choice we make is our own. You got to own it. So try to make the best ones. And I think it's great that you're trying to help people make the best decision.
Yeah, safely, but, just keep going and do it. Don't listen to these people that try to keep moving you to assisted living, Okay.
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
We appreciate it, Deborah. Our next caller is Tom in Utah. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John, and your guest. I forget, I didn't hear your name. I just tuned in.
Dr. Pete.
Dr. Pete.
All right.
Hello, sir.
Share with you my experience in pathology. I worked both in veterinary and human pathology. The first half of my life, and then the second half of my life, I decided to respect what I learned. And nobody wants to hear this, but the only vector of disease is a tissue like you, but not you. In transplant surgery, we found a rather curious but profound phenomena, and that's when we put the tissue of one individual into another, what does the body of that recipient want to do? Reject that material, right? So, anytime you drag a material into your body that's like your body but not your body like the creator, sounds a little strange for me to say this, is jealous. In other words, God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. In transplant surgery, we find out that the body is saying basically the same thing. Thou shalt have no other bodies before me. So when you drag... Now, if we were going to play the game of charades, the first question is it animal, vegetable, or mineral? And if you're the object, what's the answer? You're animal. Anytime you drag animal into the human body and it finds its way through the liver, ends up visible in the bloodstream. The body's offended by it, so it builds antibodies against that particular tissue. Problem is you're made of the same thing. So when you drag animal into you and your body sees that animal material, it builds antibodies against that particular tissue, and then it, by default, attacks your own.
Okay, let's have doctor respond to this. Hold on, Tom. Doctor, you ever heard of such a thing?
I've absolutely heard of the body rejecting tissues.
Of course. He's talking about eating. Tom calls in occasionally. He thinks people should not eat meat because it's not healthy. Your response, doctor?
I mean, I would disagree with that.
Okay, then Tom is done. We're not going to have any more calls from Tom. Very healthy people eat meat until well into their 90s and 100s, and they're quite fine, and that is that. Let's not have any more airtime on that. Yeah. Our next caller is Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi. I don't want to disagree with Tom because I do have a lot of respect for him, and I'm not sure who's right. But when I had an ulcer forming due to a talk, it was basically, it looked very middle class, you know, very nice little living arrangement. But there was something going on with the landlord who lived there, right, that was very toxic for anyone, and it's so disgusting. John, it's so disgusting. I'm not even going to tell you. It's that bad. And it was so disgusting. But bottom line, I got sick from it, okay? And he was even washing his kitchen towels in cold water with his problem that he had. And not even hot water with his yucky yuckies, okay? It was so sick. So I get sick. I get an H. pylori ulcer from it. I end up... It was so disgusting what happened to me. I don't even want to say it on air.
Well, Catherine, we've heard your stories about your landlord a number of times.
This is a different one, John.
A different story about a different landlord. Okay.
Hold on. Yes, because when you're living on the tiny little bit of money that you can earn, you lose, you know what I'm saying? Yes, my generation is in a whole different, very different situation. But I don't want to get off on that. If I could just finish. I ended up in the ER. I didn't even understand what was happening to me. It was an H. pylori ulcer, and I have a good friend that's an MD, PhD. I had him on the phone at the Brigham, okay? And when the doctor came in, they said, well, that's a good person to have on the phone. And he and his father had basically hosted the vascular lectures in New York, and we basically did some research, and we got me on Manuka honey, okay? And I ordered it from Wetterspoon direct because they have a more powerful one that can be used for ulcers. And they've had an Argentinian doctor who worked with the poverty-stricken people in Argentina, and they were having the same outcome of healing ulcers using honey. And I have the little jar right here. I ordered two of the Manuka honey K-Factor 22. It's half the amount as the Wetterspoon 16. You have to order it direct from Wetterspoon, okay? And he gave me the dosaging and stuff. I never had the endoscopy or colonoscopy done because I called Jennifer Daniels to the Brigham. We got the nurses coming in, right? And they're all trying to fit me in the schedule for this test. And she said, I told the nurse, hold on just a minute. I've got a doctor on the phone. And Dr. Daniels said I would leave. The number one risk for hospitals next year, my mother was a risk manager in a clinical setting, is endoscopy, colonoscopy. She gave me the research, what to look up. I had the internet there. So I was grateful that I could get out of there and not have that done. All I did was drink raw milk, okay, because I was told that would help. And that landlord that made me sick with his disgusting problem actually drove me to New Hampshire where it was legal to purchase it, okay? And I don't like milk. I hate it. But the raw milk, actually, you could smell the flowers. Do you hear me? It was, like, amazing. So I drank raw milk because I was told that would help, the beneficial, you know, things in it. And I used Manuka honey, and that's it. I never had the testing done, and I'm perfectly fine, okay? I was bleeding. They couldn't figure out what was wrong. And they finally came in, and they said, I was one of the first Americans because not very many have survived what I have, John. Okay? I should be respected, not, you know, disrespected. I was upper middle class. I can present very well, and I'm smart enough to get my doctor friends on the phone and say, hey, what's going on here, okay? And it was basically he had a problem. He needed to be wearing diapers, and that had infected the house, and I got sick from it. Bottom line, I got well with never having those tests done, simply the Manuka honey, and he said take it four times a day in a certain dosage before a meal. And the lecture that they had, this Argentinian physician, for $25 worth of honey was curing with the same efficacy, same outcome as the complex treatments that cost, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars in the U.S. Same outcome. Isn't that cool?
All right, we have a break. Catherine, thank you for your call. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central, and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, gentlemen. Well, Dr. Pete, we've got about 3.5 minutes here to get out the most important information you want to get out this week, sir. Dr. Pete, you're on mute.
Sorry, I was on
Go ahead.
Okay. So obviously, physical fitness, extremely important for in multiple ways. So I just want to touch on a few things. And like I said, I have more stuff, so I may have to talk about it next time, John. But I saw a picture the other day, and it said, and this kind of hit home for me, like, stay fit because you may have to save your friend's life someday. So obviously very important. But tying it back into your original question about COVID, so our fitness level also helps to increase and improve our immunity. So it's not just being able to lift a bunch of weight or looking great, or it's deeper than that. All right. So especially now with what's going on, get out there, start being a little bit more active. Obviously, yes, nutrition is very important too, but, you know, get out there. Maybe I would recommend, you know, 30 minutes, 3 days out of the week to start out, and then you want to get to a point where you're doing most days out of the week. So you're improving that overall health. You're improving that immune function. And again, I got more to say about that, but I don't want to go over time or anything.
Okay. Well, thank you, Doctor. We're trying to alternate you and Dr. Huff every other week with a busy schedule. It's hard to do, but hopefully we'll have you back 2 weeks from today, sir.
Okay. Sounds great. Thanks, John. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We got a top of the hour break coming up here momentarily. We'll go to open lines at 512-248-8252 and wrap up this show for the week. My goodness. It is October, 3 months until 2022. October, November, December, 3 months until 2022. How about that? Be here before we know it. This month of October, a lot of things fall into place when it comes to COVID. There'll be some dates coming up when first responders and other people will have to get the COVID shot, or they'll be fired from their positions. Police officers, state troopers, medical people, firemen, and so forth, all over the country. This is the month when those deadlines come up to get the COVID shot or be fired. That's going to change a lot of things. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.